Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's been a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Deborah Fine back on the show. Deborah is a long time, coming up on 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a keynote speaker, a best-selling author. She is the author of Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. Also, The Fine Art of Small Talk. She's helping people manage their lives and speak and communicate with each other and not get into trouble along the way. Right, Deb?
That's exactly right, Jim.
Welcome back.
You know what the, say that again.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and I wish everyone, all your listeners, your many listeners, for how many years, Jim?
Over 20.
Isn't that amazing? What, you started, you were what, about 20?
I was 16. I was just 16, yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I want to wish a warm, you know, here's the thing. There seems to be so much strife and in conversation, right? Around the dinner table now with your family.
It's even, awful.
I agree with you about alcohol, but let's put that aside for a second. I mean, people can drink water and there's still strife. Agreed? Agreed.
Right.
And I just want to wish, you know, everybody try to have a healthy, happy time with the people that they care about.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's not why I'm on today, but I do want to extend that to your listeners. I do think also, though, this is a huge opportunity this time of year, I think, for small business people to, you know, we host events for the holidays. We get involved, hopefully, with volunteering, and we are, attend as guests to our vendors, our clients, our referral sources, holiday parties. And I think a lot of us, you know, there's one of my favorite quotes, Jim, from Jean Le Carré, the famous author.
Right.
And that's his pen name. But nonetheless,
yep.
Say that again.
He's been on the show before.
Oh, he has?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that 60 Minutes episode? Just to digress for a second. How interesting was that about his life and how he wrote. But anyways, a quote from him is, a desk is a dangerous place to view the world.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that, everyone. Not just if you're at your desk and you're one of those people that never eats lunch at your desk, so you're not mingling with your customers and or the people that work for you ever because you're so busy you're eating lunch at your desk, you become this silo, and or your device is your desk, too. You're so busy because you have, you know, you're constantly checking orders or you're constantly checking supply chains or whatever you're doing, but you don't go to these parties because at holiday time, because you're so busy, you are missing a huge window of opportunity to, number one, gain and not only gain business, but increase visibility in your community. Even volunteering, even going to go to, I help at what we call Colfax Community Network. Every conversation is an opportunity.
Well, it's another networking program. It's another setting. People have got their guard down a little bit. You might
new people. But
that's
why we avoid these things, because we want to go with, we either walk in there with a buddy from work, right, or our spouse. We need to face these things and look at them as opportunities to meet new people, meet new customers, raise our level of visibility and influence within our community. And so often we just avoid these things, or we show up and leave, or we show up and only talk to the people.
Well, a couple of things there. This recently we talked about this with another person who's done quite a bit of research on this topic, and that he was saying that if it's an intra-company party, you know, you need to show up and try to meet people in other parts of the company.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
I agree.
But the one thing that I said was he was talking about how things get out of hand, like in the second hour or something like that. And
right.
I said, well, my MO was always to show up. I'd get there on time. I'd show up and I'd stay maybe 45 minutes and I'd leave before me or anybody else had an opportunity to get in trouble.
Well,
long enough so it didn't look like you just made a flyby, but not so long that you get into the second thing. And he also said, stay away from the after-party parties.
Oh, I've never been invited, Jim.
Well, me either, so I didn't have to worry about that. I wasn't
but
cool enough. I
can't
I wasn't
stay
a cool
up
kid.
That late, Jim. Okay.
I wasn't a cool kid. But anyway.
Well, no, I can't stay up that late, especially when you want me on the air at, you know, 0 dark 30. But you know what else? Is that That's what we do at, you know, within our own organizations. Whoever your expert is exactly right. We tend to hang out with the people from our department. Mm-hmm. We miss out on, you know, we become invisible to, like, the executive vice president or the CFO because we never go over there and just say hello and visit.
Right.
But I agree with you on another thing. Don't just show up on time. A lot of us go late because we go late. Well, by then everybody's clicked up.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the occasion may be. Forget holiday parties, networking. Get there on time before people have clicked up, and you'll find approachable people so much easier than you will half an hour into it when everybody's sort of joined into groups.
Right.
And it's hard to find people to talk to that you don't know.
Well, what are some of the dangers that you've run into? What are some of the things you got to watch for? You know, I mentioned the alcohol. I said, you know,
right.
maybe it'd be a good idea to drink water and Diet Coke or something.
Well, you know, that's always good. And
especially if you have a tendency to do something stupid.
I'm just going to go make the assumption that everybody listening is smart and savvy about that type of thing. And I'm more interested in things like even extroverts do that will kill a conversation. They'll walk up to somebody at a function and say, "How's it going at Wells Fargo?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the last time they talked to the person a year ago at the last holiday party,
right?
You know, for the city of whatever, you know, this woman was vice president of Wells Fargo. How's it going at Wells Fargo? You know, those are the people that remember everything. They remember names. They remember where
right.
you work.
Right.
And here's the problem. She's been canned from Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not how you want to launch a conversation with someone who's an acquaintance. The best way to launch a conversation like that, so you don't put somebody in the spot, like, did you get the promotion? Did your son get into Northwestern?
Right.
I mean, those are terrible questions,
right.
I think. You know, is your wife here? No, she finally left him. You know, it's taken a bunch of years. You know, she took the house, she took the money, she took the kids, even though they're grown and have the kids of their own. No, you don't. This is how to launch a much better conversation with someone that you don't know well enough to ask that kind of question. Here it is. Catch me up. What's new with work since the last time I saw you? Or bring me up to date about your business since the last time I saw you. What if they went out of business? So that way they can tell you what they want you to know. Catch me up. What's new in your
What's
life?
What's happening in your life?
Right.
What's
new in your life?
Yeah.
And by the way, so when you launch conversations with catch me up with, bring me up to date about, you're more likely, number one, to avoid putting them in a bad spot. But number two, equally important is you launch better conversations. If I say, Jim, well, you're a bad example, but if I say to most people, how are you? Most people will say, fine, or how's business? Good. But if I say, what's new with your business since the last
you
time
gotta
we talked,
them, you got
like
to answer
get
a question.
An
yeah, exactly. Besides
right?
a yes or a no. I need your website, Deborah.
Oh, DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine.com.
Check it out. Her books are there, too. 20 after. We'll be right back with Deborah Fine. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.